I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Peace and security are still out of reach nearly 5 months after Hamas attacked Israel. Reverend Jack Serra, president of Bethlehem Bible College, says the devastating ripple effects have extended to the West Bank. Those who can afford it, including local Christians, are choosing to go elsewhere.
You know, we want the Christians to remain here. Just imagine this country without the Christians.
Bethlehem Bible College is giving some Christians a new reason to stay. The college has partnered with other institutions in the Middle East and North Africa to offer a doctorate program in theology.
These scholars will study PhD in their context. They don't have to leave somewhere to get it. And it will focus on what we call a contextual theology, understanding the Bible in our context.
Learn more at missionnews.org and pray for God to bring true peace and sustain his people in Palestine. Religious minorities voice concern as Iraq's government threatens to close all of the internally displaced persons, or IDP, camps by July 30th this year. Samuel of Redemptive Stories.
It's a big concern because there's a huge number. We're talking probably over 500,000 people that are currently housed in IDP camps in Kurdistan.
Most Christian IDPs have already been resettled, but the Yazidi people have fewer options. The Islamic State called Yazidis infidels and tried to eliminate the entire population in August 2014. Hundreds of thousands of Yazidi people took refuge in Kurdistan, where they're being pushed out of IDP camps today. Yet opportunity follows every crisis.
This is another case where the church, our brothers and sisters, can step in and fill a need. If they are displaced again from these camps, they need to be housed somewhere. So that's another chance for Christians to love their neighbor as themselves.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.